You are about to listen to the first few minutes of this month's Prophet University audio series. Each month features a different national speaker on a different business topic. Each presentation can be listened to online or downloaded to your smartphone or computer with the click of a button. Monthly subscribers also have full access to hundreds of past presentations divided into 18 different business topics. Now, let's listen to a few minutes of this month's presentation.
I want to thank you for taking the time right now to stop, to slow down, to think, and learn together the critical components of succession planning. It's almost as though you're driving behind a school bus and it says, slow down, school zone. So let me just say right up front, I'm delighted about this topic. It's dear to my heart, and I've also been through this with both my father and a dear friend. On a technical basis, would you stop and make sure that you have the PDF download of the outline? It will surely help you retain more information and be able to apply it when we leave. So make sure that you have that information now before we move into the meat of this session. What is succession planning? And what is succession, if you were to technically define it, what does it mean? Well, if you took out a dictionary, it would mean the act of following one thing after another, the process by which one person follows another in order, or to think of a more of royalty of history, the descent or transmission of a throne, estate, or a title. Now, today, we are going to be looking at succession planning in a very comprehensive way. There is also an exit strategy, which we'll talk about, which is just getting you out of the business, or a transition plan, which is helping another leader to fulfill the role in which you're in. So I want us just to think about the five major areas I'm going to give you as we look at succession planning today. And then I'd like to give you the 10 action steps up front, and then we'll go through each one of them in greater detail. There's five major areas we want to cover: anticipation, selection, delegation, orientation, and transition. Anticipation is looking ahead, getting ready. It's like a wedding's coming, and you know there's things that have to get done, and somehow you get it all done as the date gets closer. But succession planning, the more time you have, the better. The second major area is the area of selection, clarifying who will be your successor. This is a critical component. As someone has said, there is no success until there is a successor. The third major area is delegation. Not only delegation, but empowerment. Has the person that is going to be following you, have they been given significant responsibility? And do they really know that you believe in them and you've given them the keys to actually run the company? The fourth major area is orientation. Clarify where your business is in terms of its health, its business plan and business model, and profitability. And the fifth major area is transition and legacy, the process of replacing yourself and the important process of letting go. Let me now give you the 10 action steps that we will look at. And I'm going to introduce this with a simple illustration. And I want you to think about this as we prepare. Have you ever been to a relay race? Doesn't it seem very simple that a person would pass off a small piece of wood or aluminum? And yet, how many times the race is won or lost in the passing off of the baton? So today, we're once again talking about succession planning with a more comprehensive model. I'd like to give you the 10 action steps, and then I'd like to unpack that little image of passing off the baton. The first action step is determine the timing. When will I leave the business? Action step two is decide the financials. How much will I take from the business, and what will I leave behind? Action step three, selection criteria. Do I have a clear leadership profile for my successor? Action step four, pre-qualify your successor. Have I assessed my successor with objective metrics? Action step five, practice disciplined delegation. Have I truly delegated to the next leader, while I have been responsible for operations. Action step 6, model strategic empowerment. Have I modeled empowerment with the new leaders, the new leader, and do other people in the organization understand who this leader is? Action step 8, prepare for sustainability. How well do you know your business model, your profit centers, your customer base, and what is your plan for retention of those customers when you leave? Action step 9, agreement on compensation. What is your compensation agreement with the next leader of your business? And is it absolutely clear, and how do you both feel about it? Action step 10, clarify your relationship with the new owner and operations when you leave the business. Those will be the areas that we have looked at in the past, and we have seen many business leaders profit from gaining clarity and traction with understanding what their action steps will be. We realize there are many other things that you might be involved with, but these are the 10 we'd like to address in the time we have together. So I want you to just think about the time you were at a relay race. Perhaps you have seen one, or perhaps you participated in one. And you remember that critical moment of passing off the baton. What could be more simple than merely passing off that little piece of wood? What could be more simple than just passing off that little piece of aluminum?
Well, that's a sampling of this month's Profit University audio series. If you're not already a subscriber, you have 3 choices. You can purchase this program by clicking on the green Buy button. If you're already a subscriber, simply log in to get the full program. Or if you'd like to become a subscriber, click on the Subscribe Now button. This will allow you to subscribe for only $24.95 per month and get not only this program, but also several hundred programs on topics that you can apply to your business starting today. You'll also receive a physical copy of the current month's program mailed to your office, and you can cancel at any time. As always, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.